228. So you've got some songs and Matt Davis will lead our prayer. This is for a Sunday night. sing praises to you of what it means to us, of the attributes that you possess. We can also sing these songs and build one another up and admonish one another in song. Help us to take to heart the worship that we offer tonight. And we do so with a ready mind that we sing out and sing from our hearts. Help us to consider the words that we're singing tonight and to make sure that we are living our lives in application of that, and that they do apply to us, and that we are singing those praises truly to you. Thank you for the blessings of life that you have granted to us, the help that we have, and we're able to see out tonight. We ask that you, with those that are short of that help, maybe those that are here tonight and not feeling well, but come out anyway, and those that more seriously are ill enough that they cannot be with us. We ask that you be with them, help them to get well in the future, but help us to minister to them anyway that we can, and to look after each other. We ask that you especially be with my client's father, as he recovered from an accident and difficulty associated with that. We will be with him, help him not to be discouraged through those that are attending to him, but they will do their job well. So thankful for your son, the power that he has to bring us salvation, and his plan for our salvation. God, we hope we are deserving of the love and the mercy bestowed upon us. Help us to consider that each day. Help us to live our lives not as to the things of this world, not thinking about ourselves. Help us to always have heaven in our minds each day, and help us to be desirous to go there, to be with you forever. Help us to be a people that go about preaching your word and saying it to others, sharing the good news that we have for them to never see. All that is possible, I am with you in heaven. After this world is over, we ask that you be with us throughout the rest of the service. Again, help us to sing with understanding and to sing with fervor. In Jesus' name.
Remember Sunday night before last, at the end of our lesson, I read the words of this hymn. We were talking about Ephesians repenting in Acts chapter 19. And someone said afterwards that they had never sung this song before. It was not, she did not know this hymn, and so I thought we would sing that tonight. We notice that the chorus is that the altos have the lead, and so we're not going to pause at the start of the chorus. Altos don't lead in, just come right in. Keep on pacing. Both verses, please. 687. Pardon me, that's the wrong key.
Thank you. 56. 1:5-6. Tell me the story of Jesus.
156.
Tell me the story of Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh! last verses. As travel through life,
you keep your songbooks out. I've got a few thoughts I'd like to share with you, and I'll try to keep it short. I'd like to just have your attention for the next few minutes. For those who are not really attending here, every Wednesday and every Sunday, when we assemble together, we offer what is a formal invitation, standing invitation, to be accepted at any time. But we make a certain point to do it at every time we assemble together, to extend it to anyone in the crowd, that if you would like to obey the gospel and be baptized and become a Christian, we'd like you to do that. We'd love to assist you in that. Also, there may be some in this audience tonight who may have sin, public sin, or pride, to confess to the members here and to ask for the prayers of the saints, for the strength and the courage to do better in the future. And for tonight's invitation, I have just a few thoughts I'd like to share. Many years ago, a young man who was in the profession of preaching by the name of Timothy received some words of advice and caution from the Apostle Paul. In 2 Timothy 4, I'm going to read verses 1 through 5. And if you'll pay close attention, I've got 2 points I'd like to draw from this text. Beginning of chapter 4. I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at His appearing and His kingdom. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will no longer endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. But you be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, and fulfill your ministry. The first point I'd like to draw from this text is that for we who are Christians, those who have been saved, Paul is advising that Timothy be ready in season and out of season. From other texts, we know that the judgment day is going to come as a thief in the night. We're not going to know when. We're probably not going to be ready when. But we need to prepare ourselves so that we will be ready. For us here that are Christians, I'd like all of us to reflect on our lives, on the last few days, and even today. And my question to you is, can you make the same confident claim that Paul did later on in the text? Can you or I say that we have fought the good fight? Can we say that we have finished the race? And can we confidently say that there's a crown of life waiting for us after this life? My second point is to those who have not been saved, those who have not been baptized. My question to you is, are you like the people that Paul is warning Timothy here who are not listening to sound doctrine? You turn your ears away from the truth and you turn aside the fables. I ask that you reflect on your life as a whole, as a today, and even for your future. Does the caution that Paul is giving Timothy, are you similar to the people that he's warning him about? I ask you to reflect on these points and ideas, look at your own life, and decide here in the next few minutes whether you would like to make your heart right with God. If any of you are subject to the invitation, we ask that you do it now as we stand and sing.
Come on.
Sunday. Our service is on Sunday at 9 a.m. in the morning and then at 5 p.m. in the afternoon. It's coming Sunday because it is our meeting with Bobby Hudson, who is going to approve the invite back to any of those services. And all our members, remember, this is our meeting, starts Sunday, meeting Monday and Tuesday night at 7 p.m. So for those who are members, there are several on the list of sick. Ellen Tune is in the Athens Hospital, and she's Yvonne Lutton, Cornelia Pepper's sister. My father's injuries, her surgery, okay. Melissa Knutson is home sick. Lisa Paropoulos is still in Huntsville Hospital with complications from her surgery. And there are several that we know that are out of sore throats and down with some certain kinds of injuries. There's nothing else.
Father, we thank thee for thy son Jesus came here and gave thee life and his blood. We as human beings and that we may be Christians to be saved. Father, we pray that thou would be able to let our country and be able to lead us to our country that be it. May thy will of peace may reign on earth. Father, we pray that thou would be able to let us and do so.